the two nights before that, he slept from 8 until 4:30. I was kind of hoping for the same, but...
He's like, I'm being a trickster, Mom. It's because I know you had Megan over. I wanted to stay up all night and chat. Ain't that right?
Slumber party.
Yeah.
Slumber party trio.
Loves the sleepover club. And yeah, well, good morning anyways.
Yeah, hello.
We are recording the podcast from Jade's house this morning.
You just missed two Enzo farts on my lap.
Hopefully we'll get another fart in there at some stage. But anyway.
That was another.
Another fart.
Yeah, did she hear it? No.
Nah. What do you want to say, Enzo? Nah. He has nothing to say. Anyways, episode number
17.
With your hosts, Megan,
Jade, and baby Enzo.
He's currently having his morning boppo. His morning bop bop.
Yep.
Bop 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 ba da.
You're going to hear him being slapped in the back. Oh, there's a burp already. Amazing.
I am still half asleep. We were going to record the podcast last night and I was too tired. But no, whoa.
That was really cute, Enzo.
Good timing.
Little sneezers. I think he sees something. Oh.
Bless you.
Again. Oh, ew. Big snot.
You're grossed out by a bit of snot.
Well, like, that's kind of gross, like.
But, like, would a poo not gross you out more?
Yeah, if a poo had to touch my hand, I'd be sickened as well.
Well, has a poo not touched your hand yet?
Yeah, and I do think it's sick.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
It's just
someone else's snot touched my hand, I'd freak. But if my own snot, I'd be okay with that.
All slimy and gooey. Like, do you know, I really don't want him to be... Do you know those kids in primary school that go around snotty?
Everywhere. No. Yeah, no.
Sick, like, that's disgusting. Even as a child, I thought it was disgusting.
But, like, why is that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
There was, like, two people in my class that stuck out to me that were just going around. Snots pouring out of their nose.
Why? Like, and are they still snotty, you know? Do you grow out of that?
I don't know. Yesterday when I went for a swim, well, we went for a swim. This is probably TMI, is it?
I don't know.
But, like, you know when you swim in the water and you dunk your head and stuff?
Oh, yeah, snots pouring out, like a waterfall.
Like, it's disgusting.
I know. But that's good for your sinuses.
Is it?
I'd say
clear
so.
Clear me out?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it as long as the snots are only there for that brief period of time.
Yeah. Snots in general, if you're going around snotty, get a tissue, please.
Yeah, come on. Clean yourself up. Get your act together.
Yeah, Enzo.
Yeah, Enzo, come on. Stop snotting.
Sick animal.
He's trying to say something.
He's trying to sit up.
Go on.
Oh, the strength.
Oh.
Good stuff, right.
As we do every week, we share a life lesson. Do you want to go first?
I don't mind. You go first. I always go first, I feel.
Okay. So my life lesson for this week, I actually learned from my sister. She turned 30 the other day and she was writing out a life lesson for every year. Obviously not a life lesson she learned every year, but like 30 life lessons, essentially. And one of them, she was reading them out to me, and one of them I really, really liked. Well, I liked them all, to be honest, but this one was my favourite. And it's so simple. It's nothing changes if nothing changes. So, like, if you want to lose weight, if you want to learn an instrument, if you want to get a new job, but if you don't make any change in your life in order for that change to happen, it's not going to change. Do you get me? So nothing's going to change if nothing changes. You know?
That's it,
and that's it in a nutshell.
Fairly simple, yeah. I like it.
And I think it's something that I'll remind myself, because I'm so bad for, like, not that it's something I expect, like, I don't expect things to change if I'm doing nothing. But it's just to remind yourself, well, nothing's going to change if you don't change.
No, and if there's something that you want, you actually have to do stuff to get to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that is my life lesson from the week. What about you?
Mine isn't similar, really, but it kind of is, I suppose. It's like, basically, don't wait to start until Monday. So if you're, say, like that, trying to lose weight, trying to eat healthy, trying to just do anything, everyone's like, oh, I'll start on Monday. And then if by Wednesday something goes wrong, they're like, oh, I'll start again on Monday. But why would you waste Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday when you could just start again Wednesday night or Thursday morning? Do you know, it's better to have like broken progress than a whole week missed. And I learned that because it's easy to just be like, oh, I'll do it on Monday. And then Monday I'll pass and you'll be like, I'll do it next Monday. Like, no, just start tonight or tomorrow.
I am guilty for doing this every single time. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to like Thursday or Wednesday, or even I won't even do something on Monday. It'll be like, it's mainly with the gym. I'll be like, on a Monday, I'll be like, if I don't do it today, then I'll put it off the Tuesday, and then I'll just be like, ah, sure, might as well wait till next week.
Yeah, it's easy to do, but like, we don't need to do that.
No, because it makes so much more sense to just get your ass in gear and just start the next day or that later on that day.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be better to have like 2 or 3 days under your belt rather than missing a whole week trying to wait for the next Monday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it mad that like anything we kind of try to start or do always has to start on a Monday?
Yeah, like why? Well, I suppose it's first day of the week.
Yeah,
like,
it feels fresh, it's new, but still, we can't keep waiting for Monday.
Do you agree? Yeah? Yeah, you do.
Let's do what are we going to start and stick to this week? And then we can hold ourselves accountable next week.
And I'm going to be like, see, I'm going to Electric Picnic this weekend.
Okay, that's the weekend.
So I need to think of like what I'm going to do this week. I'll probably be quite active this week. I'm not going to say I'm going to go to the gym.
Okay, I was going to say that as well. It's like I'm going to try go for walks and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I love going for walks, but I don't go every day. And I'd like to be going every day, but then I just get lazy. So I'm gonna go for walks.
Yeah, and another factor, not to be factoring in and giving you excuses, but the weather, I don't know what the weather's been like. I've been in Kerry for the week and the weather was shite, like.
Yeah, it's been shocking to be fair, but we're not made of paper.
We are not made of paper, no more excuses. Yeah, so I think I plan on getting at least 3 swims in. Okay, that's being a bit optimistic. Maybe one.
Okay.
Or two.
Yeah. And minimum one and two if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, walk. I'm just not going to the gym this week.
Nah, forget the gym.
No, that can wait. That I know I'm doing this because I'm going to Electric Picnic, but I'm just like, I'm not. No, I should go to the gym because here's me, I'm waiting till after.
But sure, what harm, like?
In going.
In not going.
No, there is no harm in not going because.
Or going. There's no harm in going.
Yeah.
Ah, sure, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Look, my goal is to be more active this week than I was last week, which I was quite active.
Right, well then don't say that, just be active.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself.
No.
Right, so you don't want to be more active than last week because you were very, very busy last week.
Oh, did I actually? Okay, yeah, I was very busy last week. I was in Kerry for my fam holiday.
Fab.
And I have come back as an Olympic gold medalist.
Unreal. What was your activity?
Well, I don't know if the pod knows, but we go to Kerry on our little family holiday every year. Like, I've been going since I was young. My mum, because she's from Limerick, when she was a kid, her parents brought them to Ballyhaug when they were kids. And it's just passed on through the generations, I suppose. And it's just kind of like a little family tradition, and that has inspired our topic for this week, which is going to be, I suppose, family traditions and like unlocked childhood memories, things you've forgotten from your childhood.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it because I remembered something last night and I was like, I'm not going to tell her, I'm going to tell her on the pod because I think it's funny.
Okay, I can't wait.
But you go.
I will tell you all about Kerry, but there were so many things that like even we used to do as kids, bar the Olympics. I'll get into the Olympics in a second, but like we used to go down, you know, the sand dunes in like at a beach, and we'd go down them on like our uncle would bring us up all as kids, and we'd go down the sand dunes on our bodyboards.
Oh, deadly.
And that was so much fun. And now like the kids now don't get to do that because the sand dunes are all like overgrown and stuff.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
I know. I was like, they're being deprived.
Yeah, of core childhood memories.
Yeah, but at least I got time to do them. But one of our favourite things that we do, and now we might have missed a few years in between, but our granddad started doing this years back, which is the O'Regan Olympics. Yeah? Do you want to take part in the O'Regan Olympics? Anytime you whip out a phone, he doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it.
Like, even if I was to take a photo of him and he's smiling, like, he'll stop.
He's like, I want to be the centre of attention.
Yeah, but like the minute he looks at your face again, he's like, yay.
Yeah, he's cracked, isn't he?
Yeah, but anyways, also, I should have mentioned we are recording the podcast on a different... Ah, no, do you know what? No one's going to notice. If you do notice anything different, we're just at Jade's house.
After our slumber party.
After our slumber party. But anyway, so we have the O'Regan Olympics, okay? And during this, like, there's different activities and it all happens down on the beach. And this year, Lexi, my niece, was so organized. She had all the, like, Olympic activities written down, like, the order in which we were going to do them, the rules. Like, she was very, very organized. So we go when everyone meets down at the beach at a certain time, and like it's hell for leather. Like it's
very competitive.
Yeah. Oh, it is. We take no prisoners in this Olympics. he's like, no, I want to take part. But like when we like this year it was grand because like it was kind of raining and there was nobody really on the beach. But like last year there was heaps of us. Like last year there was loads because it was a big proper family reunion, and there was a lot. Yeah. What do you want to say? I want to be an Olympian. Is that right?
You will one day.
Oh my God, you have to bring him down.
I'd love to. I was thinking that. I just didn't want to interrupt. Maybe when he can actually get moving, we could come with you one year.
Yeah.
And he could get a little medal.
Yeah, absolutely. The more the merrier. Yeah. Take me to Kerry. Is that what you're saying?
Kerry.
Yesterday we were narrating what we think Enzo was thinking and saying, and it was so funny.
I don't think I ever laughed so much in my whole life. It was so funny. You were doing really well at it, like.
It was very on brand.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was kind of predictable because he just kept spitting out the doty. So yeah. I knew when he was going to do that, so I was like, okay. But yeah, so with the Olympics then, yeah, down to the beach, and like there's people will be watching us and be like, what are you doing? Can we join in? And we kind of have to say no if you're, you know, you have to be a family member. Well, not necessarily a family. No, you don't necessarily have to be an O'Regan because obviously people have their boyfriends and girlfriends and...
You have to be associated with the O'Regans?
Yeah, you have to be a member of the extended family.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So I'll give you a little breakdown of some of the activities we do, will I?
Yeah.
Right, so the first activity is the ballyhike. It's the sandcastle competition. I don't know if I said ballyhike. So everyone has to, like, you have like 10 minutes. It's like, right, timer starts now and you get an update when there's like 5 minutes left. But like I was with my mom on my team this year. Everyone kind of goes in teams, kind of go with your family or I don't know, like you kind of go so like my cousins and like their dad will go together and okay. You know, so you have to make the sandcastle using only your hands and stuff you find on the beach, like seaweed, seashells. You can't use like a bucket or a shovel.
Okay.
We were going to introduce that like under a certain age could, but there actually wasn't, it was quite a small Olympics this year.
Okay.
So that was that. So that's one activity. Then we also, so we move on then. And like, like for judging the sandcastle competition, everybody, once it's complete, they'll go, everyone, like the whole group will go around like looking at everyone's castle, and whoever made the castle will have to explain it. It's like this year, me and Mammy did Molly Malone. We had a wheelbarrow and everything for her. So we sang Molly Malone.
Gorgeous.
As our presentation. So yeah, we take this quite seriously. So then we go and do, I can't even think, I'm just going to name out a few random things. So we do the puck fodder.
Yeah.
We do...
I know one that you welly throw. Last year.
Which one?
The down in the water.
Oh yeah, the first one down in the water. And it was lashing rain this year, so not there was only like four of us doing it. And last year, I actually should post a video. There's about 10 people running like a race. You have to run it from a certain distance into the water, like, so it's fair on everyone. So yeah, first one down in the water, the mermaid flick. Now we didn't do all of the activities this year because of the weather, but anyways, the welly throwing competition. We've got the relay, which is like, you know, this is my second year and I've won the relay 2 years standing. Bear in mind, I'm going to get up against kids. But still, there's some adult. I still won and we were still the fastest on that field, on the beach.
On the beach, yeah.
On the racetrack.
Oh my God, I forgot you'd have to be running and stuff in sand.
Yeah.
That's tough.
No, it's so easy.
Is it?
I'm really fast on sand, I think.
Hard sand or soft?
Hard sand.
Okay. I was imagining soft sand.
Oh, no. We use soft sand for like the long jump.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got the long jump. We used to have overs categories and unders categories, but there just wasn't enough
people.
Yeah, contestants. Sure. But yeah, so that all takes place on the beach. And then I think I've covered all the activities. I could have forgotten something, but anyways, that doesn't really matter. So then, like, it gets real, okay? So the committee members, which is, like, my mom and, like, three of my aunties and my sister, they all head down to the pub to decide who wins what.
Okay.
And when it comes to the Olympics, everybody wins a medal. Yeah, so, like, you could win a medal. Like, I remember one year I won a medal for being the best hairdresser because I had my, I did my hair really nice for my sister's 21st. Her 21st is down in Ballyhig that year. And I had my hair all clipped up and stuff.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so they'll recognise little things that you may have done throughout the week as well. So it might not actually be based on the Olympics, but I think that's still the fun of it because it makes it funny.
Yeah, and you don't know what to expect. Like, yeah, so anything.
And like last year we had like a proper award ceremony in the pub.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And like the medals were, my brother 3D printed them and had like Ballyhig 2023 and then like the Olympic logo.
Deadly.
They were really cool. Like, we get medals every year. It's deadly. But like this year now, we weren't in the pub. Well, now, to be fair, last year we were having a birthday party in the pub anyway. So we just decided we'd do my mom and my uncle.
Oh,
we had like a joint 60th for them because their birthday parties. Now, they're not twins. There's a year between them. But during COVID, their 60th birthday parties got cancelled.
Ah, bless. Okay, fair.
So we said we'd do a big birthday bash last year and like everyone came home for it. Well, not every, well, yeah, most, I think like all my aunties, by everyone, like, I mean like family came home from like Canada. We've got family in America. Oh no. Like my sister surprised everyone. She came home from Canada last year. And then like my auntie from Canada was home. My uncle from America, you know, everyone was kind of home and like cousins that wouldn't have been there in years. So last year was a proper reunion, but like this year again, like there was cousins home from America who I hadn't seen in years as well, so it was nice.
Did they come home just for this?
Yeah. So my uncle, he came home last year and he had so much fun. He had so much fun in general. So he's like, he brought his kids home then this year.
Lovely.
So that was really nice because I haven't seen them in years. But anyways, the Olympic ceremony. Oh. So they asked me to be a member of the committee this year and I was like, no, okay. I don't want to be on the committee because
I'm still a child.
Exactly. Yes. I'm still a kid. I do not know. I do not want to know how they decide who wins what. And I don't want to know who is going to win what medal. Like, it's a surprise.
It takes the excitement out of
it. Yeah. It's like watching the Olympics and knowing who's going to win. Like, I don't want to know.
No.
So then they came back. We were all meeting in the one house to do a little award ceremony. And because I am a radio presenter and I do a bit of MCing here and there, I got asked to be the MC for the award ceremony.
At least you're still kind of finding out in the same minute as everyone else.
Well, no, because they have to like run through everything because the handwriting on the piece of paper was a bit all over the place. I wouldn't have understood.
I thought you just have to announce it as like open up an envelope and you find out as well.
It was all just written down in a little notebook. We're not that fancy.
Okay, fair.
Written with a pencil, I might add. But anyway, so then I ended up having to know. But look, I couldn't say no to being the MC and not let my family see me in action.
No, and I say I had a great time anyway. Like.
I did because when it's your family, you can take the piss out of everything. So it was quite fun. Getting to announce everyone's medal. So like my uncle who had collected the medals, he worked with me. He worked alongside me in presenting the medals to everyone. So I'd announce the winner. Yeah. Everyone, they'd come up, everyone would be clapping. My uncle would like shake their hand, give them the medal. We'd stop. My dad would take a photo and they'd go return to their seat.
This is very serious stuff here, to be fair.
Yeah, and I got my dad to send me on the photos last night. And Oh, God bless you. Oh, yeah. You're happy out now.
Not a bother.
The blonde little head on him.
I know, he's so
blonde.
Okay.
Chat, chat, chat. Yeah, in all the photos, there's like a table. Like, I don't know why we didn't move the table. Like, in the corner, in the left-hand side corner, it's very visible. And, like, on the table is, like, a bowl of Pringles, two empty plates, and then like a plate with like ketchup and mayo on it.
Lovely.
Because we did like some finger food like while we were waiting on everyone to arrive. So that's just like, why is that in the photo? Well, that's just
so
me.
Your dad won't be thinking no, about that. Like, no. He's just getting the picture and moving on.
Yeah, he is. Awesome. But they're cute out, all the photos. So, yeah, it was quite wholesome. And then, like, on we went down, like, some of us then we'd go down to the pub or whatever. And I was there going around with my medal on.
You're dead right, though. You should share some of the categories. What did you win your medal for?
Oh, yeah. So I won my medal, and I kind of feel like I'm a cheater. But anyways, I won my medal because I won the first girl down in the water. Now, in fairness, I did lie down in the water, but I didn't dunk my head. Purely because I didn't want to wash my hair. And I knew I had won the relay, so I was like, I don't need to worry about winning this.
Yeah, because you thought you'd get your medal for the relay.
Yeah, and like my cousin, he was down in the water before me. So I was like,
I must have just missed that.
Yeah, well, they probably, he won a different thing. So they said the first girl.
Okay.
Oh, they're very specific in their wording.
Okay.
Yeah, because like one of my cousins, he's like, I don't know, maybe six. Well, it's my cousin's son, but whatever. He won like first under 10 down doing the puck fada. His dad won like first over 30 on the puck fada. And then his uncle or his grandfather won like over 50s.
Okay.
And like,
so did anyone win the relay?
My uncle was on my team for the relay.
Okay.
And he won the best relay leg.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like my dad won like the best WhatsApp deleter because he had sent a message into like, so we have like a family group chat with like all our cousins and stuff, and it's called the Ballyhike Tourist Board.
Okay.
And like we use it all year round. But like he put a message in it and he had to delete it. So he just got the...
What a prize. I'd be proud of that now.
Yeah, me too. And like my cousins, who are always late for everything, they were late, missed the whole Olympics. Now, they weren't to be blamed because they had a bit of a, there was like a car driving, they were driving on the road, right? And there was like this
rental
car, yeah, driving on the opposite side of the road, but driving the same way as them. And they were trying to wave them to get in onto the right side.
Okay.
So they were actually got stuck behind the car on the back, in the back roads of nowhere. But look, very on brand. If they arrived on time, we'd all be worried.
Yeah, you'd probably be
so
shocked.
They won like medals for being late again, do you know?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like things like that and things that happen throughout the week. But yeah, it's lovely. And it's something you'd look forward to every year, is like the Oregon Olympics.
And you can bring your kids one day.
Yeah.
That would be so nice.
Sometime in the distant future. Maybe in like, I don't know.
A few years.
Yeah, a few years. But yeah, absolutely, I'll bring my kids. And you can bring Enzo. And yeah.
Pass on the tradition, like. That'd be lovely. Passing the Olympic torch down through the generations.
Oh my God, stop. That's so cute. We're actually going to have to do like an Olympic award ceremony now next year. Because like this year we didn't, but I think next year we will. You want to be a part? Yeah, absolutely. Like some of my cousins, like this year, sometimes we all wear matching t-shirts, but this year only the Americans, we call them the Americans because they're my American cousins.
only the Americans wear them.
This year they had Oregon Olympics 2024 t-shirts.
Deadly.
And like, you know the way that there's like an apostrophe after Oregon? So O and then apostrophe Oregon.
Yeah.
And then they did O apostrophe Olympics.
Deadly.
Yeah. So that is the Oregon Olympics in a nutshell. That's only a touch on what we do on that family holiday, but that's something that we do most years. Like, you know, obviously that there has to be a big enough crowd.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like, you know, there was a time there like where less people were going, but now it's kind of picked up again and everyone's like, yeah, let's go to Ballyhike.
That sounds just so fab. Yeah. I'd love if we had something like that. We used to go to Trebolgan every year, but then when we all got a bit big, we kind of stopped going, but I love a family holiday.
Me too.
It's so much fun.
I remember like when I got to about 16, 17, 18, like the signal down in Kerry, there was no like phone signal. And you're like a teenager. And I hated it. I was like, I don't want to go down here. I'm so bored. Blah, 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 blah. You know, teenager.
Giving out, like.
Yeah. And now I'm like booking weeks off work and giving out that sometimes I can't get a day off to go down. Like booking weeks off work so I can go on my family holiday.
Yeah, but you're dead right. It sounds so much fun. I'd love, we always say we're going to go on a big family holiday because like when we used to go to Trebolgan, all the cousins and everyone would come, and now we just don't anymore, but I'd love to. And there was talks of going to like France or Spain or something a few years ago, but it didn't happen. But Mom, I know you listen, so can we create a group chat and go on holiday?
Yeah, even go somewhere close by.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be, you know, as long as everyone's together, I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, like one of my aunties lives in Cork, so we could go to Cork even. She lives right by the beach, right by Trebolgan.
Yeah.
So we could even go there again. Yeah. Even though I'm a full-on adult, I'd love to go back. Have you ever been to Trebolgan?
No, I've never been.
Oh, Megan, it's deadly. It's kind of like... I was going to say it's kind of like Centre Parks, but I don't know if it's as good as Centre Parks. Okay. But like, it's unreal. It's like a holiday resort. There's like a swimming pool. There's like, it's kind of like Tremor, I suppose, in a little bit, but there's no beach. And then there's like go-karting. There's like zip lines.
No way.
And you can stay in like little houses, and then they do like little shows and stuff in the evenings and stuff.
So is Trebolgan a resort or is it a place?
Oh, a resort. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's a place as well. No, I think it's just a resort.
Yeah, well, yeah. We go with resort. Anyway.
And it's unreal. And then we, not like the Olympics, but we used to do like board game championships.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. We'd play like charades, and it was, I don't even know if there was that. See, when I was younger, like there was heaps of us.
Yeah, see, that's the difference. When I was younger, there was heaps of us, but now there's heaps of adults, which is, it's actually worked out as a fun. He's like, I want to go, man.
What's your problem? Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, I have two cousins. I'm the third oldest cousin. And I'm the oldest girl. But I have, like, two boy cousins who are older than me and they're brothers. But they just, they don't really have any interest. Well, to be fair, one of them now lives in Australia. But that's only since this year. But, like, they just don't really have any interest in doing anything with us. And they were, like, my best friends when I was growing up. I used to do everything with them, but they don't even come to, like, we try to do family board games every New Year's Eve, and they don't even want to come to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of heartbreaking.
It is, because then I'm, like, I don't ever mind being the oldest, because I have, like, Julie and my brother and Ella, my cousin. They're both, like, 19 and 20, but, like, yeah, I do miss Ryan and Morgan sometimes, do you know what I mean?
No, I totally get you, because you have your, like, they're your cousins who you grew up with. Like, I can't imagine, like, I have two of my cousins that will always go every year, and, like, everyone else is kind of abroad, but like my cousins, like Ellie and Jake, like they're from Clare, their brother and sister, but like if they didn't come it wouldn't be the same. Yeah. You know,
yeah, because like I feel like a lot of my core childhood memories of like cousins and families and stuff are with them. Like I remember I used to go to their house the whole time and play on like motorbikes, and that's how I broke my arm, I fell off a motorbike. But like even they used to have a camper van. A camper van is the one that you can drive, you don't have to attach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They used to have a camper van and we'd go off for it. Like, I remember going off with them in the camper van and we went to Oakwood together. And I remember, I don't know why I'm just going on a little childhood memory ramble now.
No, that's what the pod is all about. So keep going.
But I remember, I'd say I was probably like, I don't know, I'm just going to say 8. And Ryan is the older cousin and Morgan is like older than me, but younger than Ryan. And Morgan refused to go on the big massive roller coaster, but I went on it. And I was like, I'm deadly because I'm younger than Morgan and he won't go on it. But like, yeah, no, they don't have anything. Not they don't have anything to do with us, but they just don't come to family events anymore.
It's kind of
sad.
That is kind of sad. Maybe now they never grew out of that teenager phase of not wanting to do anything with the family.
Maybe.
Because like I went through that phase. I think I've always been, I remember growing up and I always just wanted to know all my cousins. I wanted to know everyone I was related to. Like, I know this sounds a bit bizarre, but like I'd go to, so like mommy's uncle say could die, and her dad's side of the family are from Waterford. And like I'd be coming down to the funerals because I wanted to meet all the cousins and all her aunties and uncles. Like,
that's so cute but so funny as well. Like, yeah. How random.
I'd be her little plus one to all of these things. But she loved it, like that she wasn't going on her own.
Yeah. And do you stay in touch with any of them?
No, I didn't, but it was just nice to meet them. And I'd be like, this is my daughter Megan. I'd be like, hi.
Loving life like a little celebrity going around the place.
But no, tell it, what are the board games? What were the board games in Trebolgan?
What, we used to play the game of life. Do you ever play the game of life?
Mm.
No, it takes a long time. Twice,
yeah.
We used to play the game of life, charades. I think, oh my God, no, I now just, another memory has just been unlocked. We used to do a talent competition. But sure, Megan, I don't have a talent. I can't sing, I can't dance, like, I can't do anything. So I can't even remember what I used to do, but we used to have a great time. There used to be like jokes and like I don't know if my friends ever came, but I remember one year my brother brought his friend and like friends were welcome.
Oh, I love, like, yeah. Same with mine, like anybody is welcome, like. back to come and join, because it's just so much fun.
Oh, it's so fun. But yeah, I don't think I ever won the talent competition, unfortunately.
I'd love a talent competition to be entered into the Olympics. We were meant to add like singing this year,
but you'd win
that. No, I don't think I'd win, but I just have a great time. But another actual, I need to add this, because when we were in the pub, there was a pool table and everybody just started playing pool. And my cousins were playing against each other. And like my cousin Ellie bet like everybody. Well, not everybody. She bet like my brother. Well, he's kind of my brother-in-law, my sister's boyfriend and her brother. And then my mom went on to play her. And oh my God, mother is the queen of pool. She bet Ellie like.
She's on her own.
And everyone was watching and it was like, go on, Jenny. And she took it home. So that's going to be added to the Olympics next year.
That would be deadly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what else we used to play. I know we used to play cards a good bit as well. Cards. I can't remember any other board games though. Like, but I just know we used to have a great time.
Yeah, you have the. Oh no!
Oh.
Oh no!
Enzo has FOMO. Oh no, he's having a nightmare.
I don't know what's up with him. You know, he's just loving to give out today.
I'm after. So another thing that we do. Oh no!
We'll wait.
Another thing that we do, and we actually, well, I don't know if they went while I was away, but. We go rock pool fishing.
Oh, deadly.
So our uncle brings us, like our uncle Thomas was the adventure uncle. Like he was the one who brought us everywhere. Like we were down Ballyhike, he'd initiate everything. And like obviously the rest of the parents would go, but like he'd be the one being like, right, this is what we're doing.
Do you know what we call our adventure uncle? What? We've only one uncle, but anyway, Funkle, because he's the fun uncle.
Ah. Yeah,
Funkle John.
Funkle John. The Funkle.
Yeah.
Okay, so Funkle Thomas. He'd bring us like rock pool fishing, so we'd go down. And like you'd have to climb down all the rocks to get to where we wanted to go. There's a specific place and there's a little rock which my sister used to sit on, and it was like the mermaid rock. She'd sit on it and she looked like a mermaid. But he made us these like fishing rods, for want of a better... Well, there were rock pool fishing rods. So it was basically a lollipop stick,
okay,
with like fishing wire on it and a hook on the end.
Deadly.
And like we still have them. They have like our names on them.
That's so cute. Did you ever catch anything with it, like?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you catch in a rock pool? Crabs?
You can catch crabs. You can catch little small fish. I've caught a fish like a small fish before.
Deadly.
Like bigger than a lighter. Like, okay. Yeah, I actually may show you a photo. You can catch like shrimp and other things. I don't really know.
That's okay. That's a good few.
But yeah, no, it's fun. But like, it's not fun if you don't catch anything.
Okay. Yeah.
You kind of get bored. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm done now. But we didn't even go. We didn't do that this year.
Ah, sure. What harm? Like, it's good to look forward to next year.
Yeah, exactly. But another memory that was unlocked while I was down there, and I feel like this is going to unlock some of your memories, because I know I was kind of briefly telling you about this last night. But when we were small, and if we were being bold, we were told that a woman called Mr. Hindenburg was going to come and take us away. And Mr. Hindenburg was terrifying. I've never met her because she doesn't exist. But at the time when I was a kid, obviously I thought she was real. But she would come and she supposedly would take us away, and she wouldn't let us play. She wouldn't let us have any toys, and we weren't going to be allowed to have any sweets, which is probably the worst thing you could tell a kid. Yeah, like you're like, oh damn, I do not want to go to Mr. Hindenburg's. I never had to go, but...
So you go to her house, she doesn't come to you?
No, she'd come and take you to her house, yeah.
Okay, terrifying. Like the boogeyman, but yeah. Female.
But female, and her name was Mr. Hindenburg.
Mr.
Hindenburg. I may ask my mom, because I said it to her, and she was like, yeah, Mr. Hindenburg. And like my sister, my oldest sister, Alwyn, she was like, I never believed, I knew she wasn't real. And I was like, how?
Yeah, how did she know? Like, why did she know?
Maybe because she just wasn't that bold.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't bold. Yeah, fair. Fair. Does your little brother know about her?
I'd say so.
That's so funny.
I'd say like we all had her.
I know that when we, like... I don't know if it was only when we were bald, but I vividly remember, I think if we were probably all bald, Mam used to call a family meeting, and we used to have family meetings. She'd be like, family meeting in 5 minutes. And we'd all have to sit around the table. And then I don't know if it was only when we were bald, but if we were bald, we'd get in trouble. Or else sometimes I think we just used to have a weekly family meeting and just be like, right, how's everyone going? Like, check in. And then there'd be like good things, bad things. And like we'd make a dinner plan. We used to actually, this is not about trouble at all, but we used to have I used to have a stepbrother and sister, but my mom has obviously been divorced, so they don't live with us anymore. But like, there was like six kids in the house, like my, like a good bit of my childhood. So we used to all take a day of the week each and pick what we wanted for dinner on that day.
No way.
Yeah, so I don't know what day mine was, but I, like, we'd get to pick whatever day was ours, we'd have a dinner for that day. We used to decide what we're having at the family meetings and everything. It was deadly.
That's such a good idea, because as a, probably as a parent, it's hard to think of seven different meals for seven different days, whereas if you've got six kids and they've decided the whole week, then...
And then I think we used to get like a takeaway on like, say, a Friday or a Saturday or something, so like dinner would be sorted every time. And then like, you couldn't, you know, like as children you'd be like, I don't want that for dinner. But if at least if my day was like a Thursday and Julian's day was a Monday and I didn't want Julian's dinner, it'd be like, right, well, at least I'm getting what I want for dinner on Thursday. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I love this.
Yeah, it's so
that clever. Is such a good idea.
Yeah, but like, I so would have forgotten about that if we weren't talking about like childhood stuff.
Different things unlock when you start delving into your childhood.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, I would have completely forgot we ever did family meetings. And I remember at the time thinking like, why are we doing this? This is absolutely insane. But like, it is not a bad idea.
No, I actually think it's a great idea, because like, it's a good way for you to check in with each other as a family. And that kind of skill is something that you want as you grow up and then as you're an adult. Do you know, when you become an adult?
Yeah, it is. It's good to check in, because I do think we all used to like... I assume we used to delve into our feelings of like what we were enjoying of the week, what was not enjoying of the week and stuff. Like, it was a proper check-in.
Yeah, because like, when you are that age though as well, and you're just going to be fighting like cats and dogs all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you just be winding each other up. Like,
yeah. And me and Willow used to, I don't know, although I did find a video once a little while ago. Enzo.
What do you think? Yeah.
I found a video once of me and Willow. We were throwing, I don't know what we were throwing at her, but like, we were then making the Mario noise. I think we were throwing mushrooms, and she'd like go, and we go, boo-doo-doo-doo, and she'd like stand up from like a seated position and pretend to be growing and stuff. It was deadly. We used to have great crack.
Me and my older sister, Alwyn, we used to, I don't know why we did this, we'd be lying on the ground, right? And we'd be pulling each other's cheeks, like, you know, like squeezing each other's cheeks, like two of the cheeks. And like, it's so painful, but we wouldn't be able to stop laughing. And we'd be in the stitches laughing, pulling the cheeks off each other.
Why?
I've no idea. Yeah, we were just having so much fun. So you'd be pulling the two cheeks, even though it's really painful, you can't stop laughing.
That's mental.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny though.
It is.
Children are just so odd, like.
And what were you like? Like, I, you know the way I'm clumsy now. I was very clumsy as a kid.
Oh, I think I'm clumsy now, but I don't know if I was always clumsy. Sure, I must have been if I fell off a motorbike and broke my arm, like.
Yeah, well, that's a whole, well, yeah.
It wasn't moving.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it was stood still and I fell over and my arm broke. Like.
I was going to say, it's not really your fault, because like, if you're on a motorbike, you're traveling.
No, I think, do you know what? I'll tell the story. I was in my auntie's house, and she, like, with Ryan and Morgan, the two cousins, and she used to have like loads of little scramblers and stuff for children. And I was going off on one, and she was like, don't move, I'm going to take a photo for your mom. And sure, me just being a little shit, I was like, I want to go. So I went, and I took off when she went in to get a camera or a phone or whatever to take a photo. And then the wheel got stuck in a pothole, so the motorbike just stood still, and then I just fell over. Like, I had moved, but then I was stuck.
Then you were stuck, and then...
And then I was like, this is karma for me moving when I was told not to move.
Yeah.
So that she could take a photo.
Next time, listen. But, as I said, the let them theory.
Yes. Tell the pod about the let them.
So I was listening to a Mel Robbins podcast, and it was all about the let them theory, where essentially you have to let people do what they want to do. So, like, kids, like that. Someone had to let you, like, I know she told you not to do it, but you still did it, and you learned by falling off, and you were like, okay, I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just have to let people do things, because they're going to learn regardless. So say if your friend is like, keeps going back to the same guy she shouldn't be going back to, and you've told her so many times, there's only so much telling you can do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as a good friend, you will, but if they keep going back, you just got to let them. Mm-hmm. Because they'll eventually turn around and be like, okay, yeah, I should have listened.
And people don't realise things that their friends are telling them until they realise themselves, if that makes sense.
Well, like, that's in all areas of life. Yeah. As a kid, learning different things, and as an adult, relationship, friendship, work-wise, everything.
Yeah.
Just let people do what they want to do. Like, if a kid wants to go jump in a muddy puddle, let them.
Yeah.
Let them. They're going to have fun.
They're going to have the best time.
Exactly.
So why do you have to do a bit of extra washing?
Like? Yeah. And like, so what if you think the kid might fall? Like, you know, you have to not instill fear as well in children. Do you know what I mean? Because that's another thing that you do is pass on your fears.
I need to tell a story about fears in Trebalgan. So my auntie and my cousins, like, obviously used to come as well. And my cousin Ella, she's a lovely oak. She used to be afraid of, like, playgrounds and stuff like that. And so one day we were in, I know this is kind of off topic, but that just reminded me. One year we were in Trebalgan and there's like a big water slide. So every day my cousin would be like, right, I want to go on the slide. And her mom would bring her up to the top of the slide and she'd get to the top and she'd be like, no, I'm too afraid. And they'd walk back down. And then on the very last day she went up and she's like, I want to go down the slide. So her mom brought her up the slide. It was either her mom or her dad, I don't know which. And she got to the top and she was like, no, I don't want to go down. And she just got pushed down and then she had a great time. She went up and down like a million and one times. I know that's not exactly letting her,
no, that's
but she needed the little push to get over the fear and have a great time.
That is also true. Sometimes as much as you can let them, you kind of have to encourage someone a little bit more.
Yeah, and she had a fantastic time on the slide, the water slide.
And if she didn't do it,
she wouldn't know now that she loves water slides.
Yeah, and that has reminded me now of a park experience I had before when I was a kid.
Okay.
So, you know, like those little roundabout thing. Not round, you know, are they called a roundabout?
So, yeah.
Is it called a roundabout?
It's been around, like.
Yeah, what's it called?
A roundabout.
Is that on the road?
I think it is a roundabout, though.
Okay, well, a roundabout for this sake of this conversation.
Like,
yeah. So one person sits down on the seat and then, like, you spin them around, but, like, you can stand on it as well. And someone, like, there was loads of us standing on the sides and we were told to, like, stand there. And someone said to me, put your head up in the air because it'll make you dizzier.
Okay.
So I put my head up in the air and I went flying off it, smacked my whole face, my nose off the ground. Someone ended up having to pull me away because if it came around again, it was going to hit, people were going to hit me on it. And yeah, it wasn't a fun time, my whole nose. Now, I was told as a kid my nose was sprained, but I don't think that's possible.
I don't think that's possible.
Either do I, and my nose looks fine. Really? I do have a bit of a wonky face, though, you know. Okay. But I think that's my ears. Look at my face. Tell me that's not wonky.
I'm not seeing any wonky in your face. I swear
look
to God.
Look at my glasses, though. Look, it doesn't go in a straight line.
And Megan, I can't notice it at all.
And I've tried on other people's glasses because I thought it was my glasses, but it's not.
I'm not seeing them wonky at all. Genuinely, I promise, I tell you.
Whatever. Enzo, what do you think? He's just staring at me.
No response. Did you ever break a bone?
No, I don't know how, but I never did. Like, I'll just tell these two stories really quickly and then you can tell me about your break. Well, you broke your arm.
I did, but I reminded me of another thing, but I'll tell you after you.
I didn't break a bone and I don't know how. None of my brothers and sisters, I don't think, ever broke a bone. There's six of us.
Really?
Never broke a bone.
I think I could be the only one, but on a side note, my brother Julian, until he was seven, he split his head open once a year. So he's split his head open seven times.
No way.
Once a year, every time until he was seven. Yeah.
Well, I split my head open once.
Okay. Do you share
once every year till he was seven. That's
I'm
crazy.
Sure he was 7 years.
I was told not to, but as a kid, when you're told not to do something, you're going to do it, obviously.
That's how Julian got one of his.
Yeah. So I think my brother was with me, but we were jumping on my parents' bed, like jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. And I fell off and split my head open off the chest of drawers.
Oh no, that's how Julian did one of his as well.
No way.
Yeah, another one he was told not to in Dublin Zoo, like be swinging on the bar as you're waiting to get in. He continued to, and then Julian fell off the bar and split his head open and he didn't get to go to Dublin Zoo that day. He had to be taken away in an ambulance and the rest of us got to enjoy Dublin Zoo.
Sucks to be you, Julian.
Yeah, bless him.
Now, I feel like I don't know if any of my family have broke a bone, but I don't think they have. I know my sister might have sprained her ankle, but I'm just backtracking now.
Oh, sure, what harm?
I don't think but there's nothing that stands out to me anyways.
I'd say no.
And then another time where I had another incident was, I think I was about six maybe, and we were getting an extension built onto the house. So there was a lot of like rubble. I don't know, did I tell this? Anyways, there was a lot of like, there was a lot of like rubble in the back garden. And I was out playing or whatever and I fell and all my teeth in my mouth went like back in.
Ooh.
So like my mother had to pull them out and I had to like get loads of salt and water and stuff like that. So yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, it was awful. That's just me in a nutshell as a kid.
Yeah, fair. I do remember another time my stepsister somehow got a bruise under her nail and I don't know why I thought this was the coolest thing ever. So me and her for weeks and weeks and weeks tried to get me a bruise under my nail. I'd be like slamming my hand into doors. I'd be like getting her to hammer my, and I just couldn't get a bruise under my nail. I just didn't understand it. And I was like, that's unreal. And for weeks tried to get one for myself. Couldn't get a bruise.
That's so funny.
Because I was like, I've just never seen it before. And it was the coolest thing ever.
And as a kid, you're like, I want that. Yeah. I remember when I was younger, though, I did want to break my leg. Like, I did want, like, I just wanted to be in crutches. I just loved the idea of it. And anyone who had crutches, I was so jealous. So then, like, you'd be there and you'd be like on your bed and you're like, right, all I need to do, I'd be up on the top bunk. All I need to do is jump off here and break my leg. I'm sure you wouldn't have the balls to do it.
No, you wouldn't at all. That's so funny. But my stepdad had crutches. I don't know. I think he was on stilts and fell off stilts. We used to have stilts. I think he got them in the dump, to be totally honest.
That's wild.
And he had crutches. So we used to love going around then on his crutches once he didn't need them anymore. Crutches are deadly.
Hobbling along. Yeah, they are. Yeah, I used to play on my friend's ones.
Yeah, they're good fun. But anyway, I think that's a good few of my childhood memories unlocked and shared.
Yeah, childhood memories unlocked. Yeah, me too, because...
There's nothing else I can think of anyway.
No, and now you have your own little child to make memories with.
I know, I hope he has a good little time.
Have we got a little Enzo update?
Oh, an Enzo update. We do, he had his first sickness. He was quite unwell during the week, last week, I think it was. He was just coughing and sneezing and complaining. But I will say he was having phenomenal sleeps while he was sick. Because he just used to sleep the whole time to recover. Oh, he's really, really, really... Well, you wouldn't believe it now, but he's really, really smiley.
No, I actually... Yeah, he is so smiley. And it's actually the cutest thing ever. And, like, I could be holding Enzo and he'll look at Jade. And the minute he sees Jade, he'll just start smiling. And even when he's in his little carrier, he's just looking up at you, smiling his little head off, in awe with you.
I do think he recognises, like, he knows how to separate people. I think he knows who I am now. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, he
doesn't just see a muddle of faces. No. He's really, really smiley.
It's actually just adorable. And he had a great little day out yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a fab day yesterday. We were at the beach swimming, like we said. And he had his little feet in the water. Well, not in like fully the sea water, but like, do you know in Dunmore East, there's like a bit of a stream down to the sea.
Yeah.
And he was loving life. But yeah, we had a fab day yesterday.
We did.
If you want to share more about that.
Do I want to share more about that?
I think, yeah.
Ah, what am I going to say?
We also had another special guest at the beach.
Another special guest who was not on the podcast today. And I'm going to name him. No, I'm not going to name him. I'm going to give him a name for the sake of the podcast.
Okay.
So remember the boy that I talked about like a few weeks ago? Well, we're still dating. And I'm going to call him Coffee Boy. And anyways, we went for a swim and we had a lovely little time. So we had fun in the water, right? We were in the water, you know, when like you're trying to show something to your parents and you're like, Mom, Dad, come look at what we're doing. And we were doing stuff in the water and we're like, Jade, come look, come look. So I got up, like, he's really, really tall. So
very tall.
Yeah, I sat on his shoulder. He swam underneath me and I sat on his shoulders. And then he went back down again and I'd stand up on his shoulders. So then like he was like really deep down that you could just see his head and I was just stood up on his shoulders and we're like, Jade, look at us.
It was like a circus act. It was deadly, but he's a really sweet boy.
Yeah, and he got to babysit Enzo for a little few minutes.
Yeah, so that me and Megan could swim together.
Yeah.
It was lovely, but yeah.
That's all. And I know he's listening to the podcast. He's 5 episodes in right now.
And he's learning so much about us.
I know, but I'm like, every time he's like mentioned something, I'm like, how do you know that? And he's like, from the podcast.
You do forget that you tell the world your whole life. Like,
yeah, anyway. I know. And now I'm like, right, hi. Stop
hello,
listening.
Hello, Coffee Boy.
Hello, Coffee Boy. Anyways.
That's us.
Yeah. Okay, that is us because I do need to go to work. Mm-hmm. I've been off for so long. I've had 3 days off last week, but I'm off for like three. I've only have to work for 2 days this week.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to Electric Picnic.
And you're going to have the best time ever.
I can't wait. I've never come to a festival, so.
Neither.
Let's go.
Yeah. Best of luck with that.
Thank you so much. Right, that is us done for another week.
Thank you so much for listening.
And as always, if you enjoy the podcast, please
rate us,
share with your friends,
and follow us on social media.
Yeah, we're on Instagram and TikTok at Two Girls and a Baby Pod. We'll leave the links in
the description.
So if you want to find them down there, on you go. And don't forget to leave a review if you enjoy. And if you don't, just be nice anyways, okay?
Yeah,
be sound, right? We'll chat to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.